Information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
204 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Bell, you can't hand me this stuff right before I go on the air and do a really important interview with a councilman.
But have I'm telling you, that's your hairstyle. That's
has
your
anybody? Hairstyle. This is not my hairstyle. Has anybody seen the new get-up for Ken doll? Ken dolls? You know what I'm talking about? Like Ken and Barbie Ken doll? Jorts and skinny jeans. Now, for the record, I am a recovering jortsaholic.
Thank God.
I've never worn skinny jeans because, frankly, I don't know if I could have, you know, fit into skinny jeans. But I've posted it on the Dan Mandis Show Facebook page because I don't know. What would you call this? Are they trying to make Ken look like a hipster freak? I don't know what they're trying to do.
Go check. Hipster doofus?
A hipster doofus is what they're trying to make Ken look like. He's got...
Well, we've got the Ken doll with the man bun now, so we just need one with the mullet.
What's a man bun? Oh, that the thing in the... Oh, okay. I don't know what
that's what's on the back of their heads.
Well, I'm not even focused on that. I'm just focused on his attire. Anyway, whatever. I want to get with Robert Swope, Councilman Robert Swope. Very much appreciate you joining us, sir, because...
He does not have a man bun, by the way.
Do you have a man bun?
He does not.
Okay, now, a big important guy like you, do you wear jorts or do you not? To jort or not to jort?
What's a jort?
Exactly.
Jorts are like jean shorts.
No.
Dang it.
Dan, I wear pants.
Fine. Well, you're not proud of your knees like I am, clearly. And then
no.
All right, let's move on. We do have very important things. We really do have important things to talk about. Thank you very much for joining us, sir. Talking about this, and this is, of course, the headline. And this is a headline that I've been talking about as Nashville. It looks like it's going to go from Music City to a sanctuary city. As the headline is, Nashville preparing to become the most liberal sanctuary city in the United States. And there is this move afoot inside Metro Council. Bob Mendez and Colby Sledge are drafting this legislation. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make Nashville essentially into a sanctuary city. And so I'm really glad that you're joining us. You are one of eight council members who voted against this measure, but there are 25 others that voted for this measure. Let's talk about what exactly is in this, because I think that on the surface, we have some of these folks on the left that are all about inclusion. And the mayor has said, Megan Berry says that she wants to make Nashville a quote unquote welcoming city. But with this particular policy, these sanctuary city policies in place, these are not the kind of people that we want to feel welcome in Nashville. So as far as this legislation, if that's what you want to call it, this bill, this measure goes, what is it specifically that you don't like about this bill that you voted against it last night?
Well, I also voted against it on first read. When it went through on consent, I was the only no vote. Last night, there were eight no votes. I wish there were a lot more. I would have loved to have killed Ordinance 739 last night, but that didn't happen. What this does is it basically hand ties the Metro Nashville Police Department and more specifically the Sheriff's Department. It's companion bill 743, and if you don't mind, let's work in reverse here.
Sure.
743 basically negates a federal contract that the city of Nashville and the sheriff's office have with the U.S. Marshal Service. That any time our sheriff's office is asked to detain an illegal immigrant because they are wanted for either a felony or a misdemeanor by the federal government, we are paid for that detainee. We bill the federal government, the federal government pays the bill.
Okay.
So the first thing to remember is we're not spending one dime of taxpayer money on any of this right now.
That's a great point, by the way. That's a great point. So go ahead.
Keep
going.
Which is also something that nobody has ever brought to light on this. Secondly, if 743 passes, which we've deferred until August, if 743 passes, it negates a 21-year-old contract with the federal government and leaves a hole where any time an illegal immigrant who has a felony record comes through our system, unless we can hold them on a current criminal charge, Sheriff Hall is going to be forced to release them into the public.
And now Sheriff Hall has come out and said that he does not support these bills. So let's just stick with this for a moment. If You're smirking. So what happens if Sheriff Hall has a standoff with essentially the mayor and the council? What happens then? Is it forced into some sort of a court? I mean, what ultimately happens?
Okay, that right. And the reason we deferred 743 is for pretty much exactly the question of the reasoning you're just asking.
Okay.
What we've asked for is a opinion from the state attorney general on whether or not the sheriff is a state employee or a metro employee. He's actually a state constitutionally elected official. So as a consequence, is he responsible to the state of Tennessee, in which case 743 would be completely illegal, or is he responsible to the city of Nashville, in which case it's debatable.
Mm.
So there's a huge legal issue going on right here, and once you take the emotion of illegal immigration out of the equation, and that's what I've asked all my fellow council members to do, and that's what I ask everyone to do.
Mm-hmm.
Please take the emotion out of all of this conversation. This is not about breaking up families. This is not about sending mommy back to Mexico and stranding her children here. That is not what anybody is trying to do. What we're trying to do is enforce the existing laws that the United States of America has had on the books for 240 years. We are all immigrants. Every single American citizen is an immigrant of some form. But we all came here legally. We went through the process. We paid the price. We made the commitment. If we allow illegal immigrants to remain illegal in this country, we are literally creating a new class of citizen. 739 creates a new class of citizen. And by that, I mean, we're not going to ask them if they're illegal or not. So we're basically saying, okay, you're a criminal. You have violated the immigration laws of the United States of America, and we're going to do nothing about it. I go out and get arrested for a DUI, I can promise you right now, the laws are going to apply to me, and they're going to apply to me hard. Yet we're asking for that not to happen to a group of people known as illegal immigrants. That's what bothers me the most about it.
And one of the things, just to put this in sort of a real-life perspective, sir, Robert Swope joins us, Councilman Robert Swope. One of the things that concerns me about this bill, because I cover this stuff a lot, is the fact that if somebody is pulled over and arrested for, let's just say, for example, a DUI, which is one of the more common situations that we find ourselves in across the country, where illegal aliens and also legal citizens as well. But when an illegal alien is pulled over for a DUI and it's in a sanctuary city and they're not allowed to essentially hold this person where they are, let's say, for example, eligible for deportation, but instead, because they're not allowed to ask them about their immigration status, and then off they go, they pay their fine or do whatever it is that they do. And then we find out a month or 2 months later, that same person gets behind the wheel of a car who's not even supposed to be here and is drunk and slams into a family of five and kills them all. And so by this happening in a sanctuary city, ultimately you're putting the legal citizens and illegal citizens in this city as well, but you're putting everybody at risk by not being able to get rid of the people who are illegal aliens.
Dan, let's call it what it is. We would be discriminating against legal U.S. citizens at that point.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And so I guess the question
is exactly the way it would be. Now, and let me give you some hard statistics. In speaking with Sheriff Hall actually this morning, he was asked 3 weeks ago to give 1 week statistics on the illegal immigrants that were pulled over for whatever offense or arrested for whatever offense in this county and held for INS deportation. He sent me that entire list. There were 19 people in 1 week that were detained and deported detained by the sheriff's office and deported from INS. Every single one of those people was wanted on felony warrants for aggravated assault, illegal guns, cocaine, heroin distribution, aggravated burglary. The list went on and on and on. These are not families that are making a living and, quote, unquote, paying taxes. These are criminals. Now, if 739 passes, as Darren said to me this morning, Sheriff Hall said to me this morning, if 739 passes, he will have to let all 19 of those people go every week.
Yeah, and that goes with what I was saying about if somebody is arrested for DUI and then you let them go, mm-hmm. then they're free to drive drunk again when they shouldn't be in this country. And you bring it home even more, which is, okay, let's talk about things like murder. Let's talk about guns. Let's talk about knives. Let's talk about drug mm-hmm. dealers. Let's talk about all of these other things. And to your point, it's something that I've been saying all along as it relates to, and I don't want to drag you into this whole thing, but the whole leftist narrative, which is, we really have two different narratives. We have the narrative of the left, which is, oh, the president is, as you said, trying to break up families and deport people, you know, deport mom and dad while the kids are, you know, left here in America and so forth. And then there's the other side of it, which is, to me, the appropriate side, which is the president is simply trying to enforce our immigration laws. And that's all that apparently Sheriff Hall wants to do, and folks such as yourself and somebody like me as well. We're concerned about the immigration laws in this country, and we're also concerned about the effect that such a law and such a policy would have here in Nashville. Have you guys done any research or had any conversations on what would be the effect on Music City if this ultimately goes into effect? What would happen? Because I know that there's discussions about how this would attract MS-13, which is, we both know it's the horrific gang. This mm-hmm. would attract all kinds of people to Davidson County and to Nashville because these policies, for lack of a better way to say it, I mean, it kind of gives them permission to do whatever godforsaken thing it is that they're going to do, and they're not going to be asked about their immigration status.
I actually take it a step farther than that. What 739 will do is passed, it is literally create a class of illegal aliens, and let's call them what they are. Because an immigrant, by definition, is somebody who comes to a country legally.
Okay.
An alien is somebody who wades across the border illegally. They're an alien. That's a federal legal term. It's not meant as a slang or derogatory term in any shape, form, or fashion. It is a federal and state legal term. So they're illegal aliens. 739 puts them in a different class. Now, if that's established in this city, do you think it's going to take very long for everybody who wants to hide from the federal government to come to Nashville?
Right. And then I think that what's going to happen, sir, is that a lot of the things that, and I was talking about this in the first hour, a lot of the things that people love about Nashville, it's the It City, and we've got all kinds of great things going on here. All of a sudden now we're a sanctuary city, and now what we've done is when Megan Berry says we want to be a welcoming city, yeah, we're welcoming in crime, drugs, as you say, illegal aliens, and we're essentially giving them a way to stay in Nashville and in Davidson County. When they do something wrong, we're not allowed to ask them of their status. And so essentially right. what that's going to do is that gives them, that gives them, to me anyway, permission.
It gives them elevated status over the voting electorate that is here on a legal basis. And if I can delve into the law for just a minute, and keep in mind, I'm no attorney. I'm not a paralegal. I'm let's just say, as a councilman, I'm learning on the fly. But Tennessee Annotated Code 768-103, which was enacted in 2009, and I quote, a local official or entity shall not adopt any ordinance or policy that prohibits compliance with all applicable federal laws pertaining to immigration. Officials are also prohibited from interfering with the enforcement of said laws. That is on the Tennessee state books right now. Now, let me read from 739.
Okay.
Section 1134.30, inquiries into immigration status. A, a department, board, commission, officer, or employee of the metropolitan government of Nashville and Davidson County, including law enforcement officers, shall not request information about or otherwise assist in the investigation of the citizenship or immigration status of any person unless otherwise required by federal or state or court order. Now, those two are in direct violation of one another.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody to claim that 739 one, does not violate state law or federal law. All you have to do is read the print. And two, if you don't think this creates a sanctuary city status, you're reading the wrong piece of paper.
Well, and here, and here's the thing, and I got this out of the Tennessean, and this is what I'm a little confused about, is they quote at-large Councilman Bob Mendez, who is lead sponsor for the legislation, frame the ordinance as steps toward better public safety, arguing it would encourage immigrants to report crimes to police when they occur. And here's the other part that I'm confused about is he also said, at least according to the Tennessean, Metro would still comply with state and federal law if the bill is approved. I don't understand that because they're directly saying that, well, no, we won't.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, all the council members got an email from Director Pratt at Social Services here in Nashville. And the question was asked, how many requests or concerns for deportation and or illegal immigration have you received in the last month? You know what her answer was? Zero.
You know, I guess the question is to you and I, Robert, because I talk about this stuff every single day, and you think about this stuff. Perhaps you talk about it every day as well. I'm not sure. But to us, it's completely obvious as to what's going on here. What possible justification, knowing what we know about what happened to Kate Steinle, for example, in San Francisco, and knowing what we know about what a sanctuary city status does to cities across America, what possible justification does, and folks are calling up and asking, who exactly is it that is sponsoring this legislation? One of them is Bob Mendez. The other one is Colby Sledge. What justification?
And there are 12 others.
And 12 others. What possible justification, when you present them with all of the evidence, are they using to continue to want to make Nashville a sanctuary city?
To be honest with you, I have absolutely no idea.
All right. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I'm still trying to sort that out in my own feeble brain. And like I started off saying in the very beginning of this, this is not about rounding up 33,000 people and throwing them back across any single border.
No, this is about lawbreakers who have committed crimes other than being an illegal alien.
Thank you. I like to think, and after the last month, I am so enormously proud to call myself a Nashvillian, I can't begin to tell you. Between the CMA, the Predators, and everything else, Bonnaroo, everything else that has happened in this city, all at one time, Metro Nashville Police Department, Fire, EMT, Public Works, all of them have done an amazing, amazing job. I am very proud of this city. And I'm actually proud of the 33,000 illegal immigrants that live here. But if you are breaking the law, then you need to be punished, not be put into a separate class of citizens that says, okay, well, you can break the law.
Well, and here,
but nobody else can.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about that is, you know, and I mentioned this in the first hour, the story starts out talking about how there were hundreds of Nashville immigrants that were cheering on these folks from Metro City Council who are advocating for this bill. Don't those immigrants know that these people who are breaking the law as far as drunk driving, rape, murder, mayhem, all these things that we're talking about, they're going right back into their community. So these are people that are, you know, committing violent crimes going back into these communities. And obviously, this is also going to spill out into Williamson County. It's going to spill out into Williamson County and Rutherford County as well. So I guess the question, sir, is what is the next step here? Well, first of all, we talked to Jed Matheny yesterday, and one of the things that he said was that if the Metro Council decides to pass this, well, then there are measures that they can take on a state level that they can try and do something to thwart this. Do you think this really is going to pass? You mentioned in the first reading there was only one person who voted against it. That was you. Now there's eight. Do you think that if there is enough pressure put on the Metro Council, will they backtrack on this and say, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea after all?
Well, again, we're waiting on opinions from the state AG.
Right.
And a few other legal pieces of advice, both on 743 and 739. To be honest with you, I don't know. It's a very close vote. And I would highly recommend that anybody listening right now that is against this, you need to call all your councilmen.
And that was going to be, and that was going to be my next question, which is I'm getting deluged with questions from folks, and they're asking what can they do, and you need to figure out who your councilman is or council person is, and you need to let them know that no, this is not okay. So the next level here is, I know you're waiting for more information. The third reading is, has that been scheduled?
July 6th.
Okay. Well, as the situation develops, can you keep us up to speed on what's going on?
I'd be glad to.
All right. Very much appreciated. Robert Swopa joining us, talking about the move to make Nashville a sanctuary city. So a lot of good intel from him, and we appreciate him letting us know the very latest. I'm sorry. I was supposed to do something there, and I forgot. That wasn't...
What's wrong with you?
I screwed up.
I know what's wrong with you.
What is it? Is it that I'm focused on this whole new look from Ken and how he's wearing jorts and a man bun? Maybe that's what my problem is. What was it, Belle? I'm sorry, man. What was I supposed to do there? Belle literally
golf
said
card.
I was supposed to do the golf card. Ugh, golf card's gonna, I love this golf card. It's gonna kill me. We'll do that coming up.
What is it?
Is it
an ad?
It's not an ad per se. It's something that we're offering the fine listeners of WTN.
Oh, it's actually very, very cool.
It is the sweet deal that's going on right now. The Nashville Fairways golf card that is being offered at 997WTN.com. Listen, if you're into...
Card.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
What am I saying?
It
golf card.
It just sounds like you're saying car.
No, it's the golf card. $129 gets you 18-hole rounds of golf and 4 9-hole rounds of golf. This is a $258 value. Listen, I don't golf, but if I did, I would do this. We're talking about 5 great golf courses included in this. No date or time restricting, which is huge from what I understand.
Yep.
Also, this is a perfect birthday gift or a belated Father's Day gift as well. So you want to check it out. It is the sweet deal for WTN listeners. Find it at 997WTN.com. Click on Sweet Deals. It is the Nashville Fairways Golf Card going on right now. $129. This is a $258 value. I want to get to some of these calls. Phones pretty much exploded when I was speaking to Councilman Robert Swope, talking about how Nashville is apparently well on its way to becoming a sanctuary city. There are things that we can do, though, to make sure that this does not happen. But a lot of it depends on you. And are you going to call your local council person to make sure that they do not vote for this? And listen, to be perfectly honest, and why am I so against this drive to make Nashville a sanctuary city? It's because I love Nashville. It is because I really, really like living in Middle Tennessee. And we have seen all across America that when these cities become sanctuary cities, you have a rise in crime. We know what happened with Kate Steinle in San Francisco. And the quality of life, at least in my opinion, the quality of life goes down, because what you're ultimately doing by becoming a sanctuary city is you are making your city less safe. And I don't understand how it is that nobody understands. Well, a lot of people understand this, but unfortunately, the folks in the Metro City Council, they do not understand that. Now, luckily, at least here in Tennessee, we have a conservative state legislature and theoretically a conservative governor as well. And of course, we also know that there is a governor's race that is coming up. This could be, if it goes that far, this could be one of the defining discussions that lead us through the governor's race coming up. So we'll have to see what happens. We know that May Beavers has come out against this, and Diane Black and some other folks also coming out against this measure. And so we'll talk about this here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Certainly. Let's see what Nancy has to say. Nancy, thanks for calling in. You are from Nashville.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. The reason for my call is that this is clearly bigger than any of us. There's a lot more to this. There's a lot more backing it, because there's no rhyme or reason. There's no common sense for doing something like this. And I really think that it's time. I don't know if you were here in 2001 for the state income tax situation.
No, that was way before my time.
Yeah, well, we had huge rallies at the state capitol, which prevented the state income tax from ever coming to fruition. And so if you would talk with Phil Valentine,
mm-hmm.
and he was behind this totally, he and Steve Gill, and they set up tents down there, and people from all over this state came.
Well, and you know what, and Nancy, I appreciate what you're saying very much, and I've got seven or eight different people have now emailed me and said it's Dan at 997WTN.com. And they're asking the question, is this horn honking time? Maybe it is. You know, what's interesting is as far as the whole discussion, and Nancy was talking about the passion with which people did not want to see that income tax in Tennessee many years ago. And yeah, that was way before my time. But if we can round up the same passion, and I hate to say anger, but the same anger against this measure as people had against the income tax way back when, I think that the conservatives and the conservative movement, and I've been talking about this for a long time, there are times when we as conservatives do need to stand up and say, are you flipping kidding me? Now, we can talk about the debate that we had about the gas tax here in the last several months, not only here on WTN, but on social media and pretty much everywhere as far as what a true conservative would feel about the gas tax. And I'm not going to get into that right now because certainly we all put on our time talking about that. But to me, there is absolutely no debate as to whether or not this move to make Nashville a sanctuary city is good or bad for the city of Nashville and for Davidson County. Clearly, it's bad. Clearly. And it has nothing to do with hatred. As Robert Swope said, it has nothing to do with emotion. And it has everything to do with maintaining Nashville's status in America as one of the great cities in America. And the second you make it a sanctuary city, I'm guaranteeing you, our status as a great city is going to go down the crapper. The reason why is because ultimately you are inviting crime, you're inviting a criminal element, and you are basically doing what I would say is a horrible thing to some of these communities that are going to be affected by a lot of these illegal immigrants, these illegal aliens that come into this country, commit crimes, and then they don't get deported. Instead, they go right back into those communities that are negatively affected by their crime and by their presence. And I know that it's really hard for me not to get emotional about this because I love Nashville and I love Middle Tennessee. And if we allow this to happen, and I talked about this yesterday, if we allow this to happen, ultimately what is going to happen is, frankly, our crime rate's going to go up. And it's going to negatively impact Middle Tennessee, and that affects all of us. Let's see what Mike has to say in Clarksville on WTN. Hey, Mike.
Hi, how you doing, Dan? Hi. I want to say long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks.
And I completely agree with you. I think if this passes, these council members, they need to take a real hard look at how that's not just going to affect Davidson County and Nashville, but how it's going to affect everywhere from south of Murfreesboro all the way up to Clarksville.
Well,
you're going to have these MS-13 members coming in, and I dealt with these guys. I served 9.5 years in the Army, and I was stationed at Fort Hood for 5 years, and we would literally get briefings every 3 months on part of the city where we were and were not allowed to go because these thugs had these initiations where they part of their initiation into their group or gang or whatever they called it was to kill a service member.
Right, right. Yeah, and you're right, Mike, and I appreciate the call, and I also appreciate your service. I mean, there's so many different reasons why this is not a good idea. And talking a little bit about the difference, I think, between the gas tax debate that we've had in the last, 6 months to a year, whatever it's been, and this, is that one of the frustrations that I've had as a conservative is the fact that it seems like at times, conservatives just seem to let things happen. And we let the other side take control of the narrative. And what I've been dismayed over is the fact that it seems like we, as in conservatives, allow ourselves to be branded a certain way. And so if you're against Nashville, say, for example, if you're against Nashville going from a music city to a sanctuary city, then they are going to call you a racist and everything else. This has to be a battle of ideas, because this is clearly a bad idea. And so what folks do need to do, and I'm going to do this myself, is we need to make sure that our council members and our state lawmakers know, and I don't live in Davidson County, but we need to make sure that whoever represents us knows that we are absolutely positively against this idea. Because the bottom line for me is I want Nashville to continue to be an amazing city. I want Tennessee to continue to be an amazing state. Folks, I think one of the reasons why, and I don't want to go on and on about this, but apparently I'm going to. I think one of the reasons why I'm so frustrated with this is because of what I saw, again, growing up in California. And I've seen the effects of illegal immigration. Now, we're not even talking about sanctuary city status, because when I lived in L.A., I don't necessarily, this was years and years and years ago, I don't even think sanctuary cities were necessarily a thing. But what I can tell you is that illegal immigration on top of a sanctuary city status is essentially allowing these folks who are here illegally to essentially get away with being here illegally, committing crimes, and being able to stay in this country and commit even more crimes. And that's a problem. I mean, how many times was that dude, and I'm going to keep going back to this, and you people who say, oh, get over the Kate Steinle thing. You know how many times that guy was deported? You know how many times I've reported stories to you of people who have been killed by illegal aliens who shouldn't have even been in this country? And so I love how Megan Berry, you know, the mayor, she's like, oh, we want to make Nashville a welcoming city. It's like, really? Well, I appreciate that, but let's define what welcoming means. I'm as welcoming as the next guy, but that doesn't mean that we need to allow our great city, Nashville, to be a sanctuary city. If you commit a crime, beyond just being an illegal alien, if you commit a crime and you are somebody who is illegal, then the authorities need to know that so that we can figure out what to do with you, because people who commit crimes, sorry, but they tend to do it again. And so if we can take the necessary measures and either get them out of this country or do whatever it is that we need to do to make sure that ICE knows that they are in this country and in our city illegally so that we can make sure they don't commit another crime, how is that a bad thing? It's not. Not to mention the fact that I forgot to ask Councilman Swope about this, but not to mention the fact that under this particular ordinance, Metro employees would not be allowed to request any information about a person's immigration status or citizenship, which means that they can also come to this country and come to Nashville and Davidson County and get welfare and food stamps and all these other kinds of things, even if they're illegal, because we're not allowed to ask for their status. It's 2:50 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. It is the Dan Mandis Show. You can always find me on Facebook and Twitter at Dan Mandis Show. There's a number of other things that we wanted to and I wanted to talk about today. Sadly, it looks like I'm not going to get to all of the things that I wanted to talk about today. But one of the things I think that we really need to discuss, and I'm going to do it very quickly coming up next, is what happened in Georgia. I think it was the second segment of the first hour where I talked about the importance of what happened in the special election in Georgia. I'm going to get to that coming up next here.